This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
My brothers and sisters, if Allah has taken something away from you, it's not a sign that He is upset with you. And if Allah has given you something, it is not necessarily a sign that He is pleased with you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes takes away things from us because He loves us. And sometimes He gives us certain things as a test for us. Sometimes it is just before the punishment comes that Allah gives someone so much and they become confused, thinking Allah is happy with me. My brothers and sisters, what we need to know is it all depends on your relationship with Allah. If you are trying your best, if you are seeking forgiveness, Allah says, I will never punish you while you are seeking forgiveness. So one of the ways of diverting punishment is to seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In that case, He says He will not punish those who are seeking His forgiveness. While they are seeking forgiveness, they are engaging in such a great act of worship that the punishment of Allah stops. But remember, if you are developing your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are trying and you have tried to fulfill your obligations, stay away from the prohibitions, then if Allah were to take something away from you, it is a blessing. And if Allah were to give you something, it is a blessing as well. Because your relationship with Him is good, you are trying. It's all about trying. My brothers and sisters, none of us will achieve perfection. We were created as human beings and we're not perfect. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was perfect. The messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may peace be upon them, were on a different level. But you and I, we're just ordinary human beings, subhanallah. We will not be able to achieve that perfection. Our duty is to keep trying. That's it. If you are trying, you will achieve the pleasure of Allah. When you are trying with Allah, you must be confident that anything that happens in your direction, that comes in your direction, that happens to you while you are trying, can never be a punishment of Allah. It is only a test. Sometimes it is a blessing that you don't recognize right now, but you will in the near future. It's Allah's way of touching our lives. But when a person is far from Allah, not bothered about Allah, turned away from Allah, never trying anything, nothing makes them regret. In that case, Allah says, when we've given them, it may just be the prelude to the punishment. When we've taken away from them, it may just be a punishment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all.